From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Pentagon confirms six U.S. service members killed by a suicide bomber Monday in an attack on a NATO patrol near Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber on a motorcycle killed 19 soldiers. NATO says it is investigating the attack. VOA's Ayaz Ghul reports on the prominence of this attack.
It's interesting because that area north of Kabul is so secure and so sensitive, and this Bagram Air Base has been from the beginning under the U.S. control, and there has been quite the security has been really tight throughout these years. But this attack signifies and it shows the ability of the Taliban to reach anywhere they want to, and that's quite a setback for the security measures in that province, which is north of Kabul, the Parwan province.
Ayaz Ghul speaking from Islamabad. Djibouti activists say as many as 19 people died today when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. Witnesses said the troops targeted a crowd in the Balbala neighborhood commemorating the late religious leader Sheikh Yonis Muz. Security forces raided the venue at around 5 a.m. local time and began shooting. A reporter for VOA in Djibouti said more than 10 people were wounded in addition to the dead. More than a million children have had their education interrupted by conflict in and around Nigeria, adding to 11 million children who are already out of school in the region. More than 2,000 schools across Nigeria, Cameroon, Chad, and Niger have closed since the beginning of the Boko Haram insurgency, which has destabilized the region and displaced millions. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama expressed confidence that those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail, saying he thinks there will be significant progress in that effort by the time he leaves office. In an interview with NPR News released Monday, Mr. Obama called Islamic State a virulent, nasty organization.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
Mr. Obama said the worst damage the militants could do to the U.S. is if people change their way of life and values. India's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to keep one of six males who brutally raped a young woman in 2012 inside prison walls. The court said Monday, under the present law, detention cannot be extended beyond 3 years. Five of the offenders were sent to prison. The youngest, 17 at the time, was sent to a correctional facility for 3 years, the maximum allowed under Indian law. Malawi has charged and released two men from sodomy charges. The move has sparked fierce debate in the country as religious leaders and politicians accuse the government of bowing to demands from the international community. Lamek Messina reports for VOA from Blantyre.
Malawi suspended a law criminalizing homosexual acts in 2012, pending a parliament review. That law was seen by some to be in conflict with the constitution, which calls for respect for human rights. It was used to charge two men arrested on December 7. Those charges were dropped Saturday. Malawi's Justice Minister Samuel Tembenu says the law remains suspended.
We are responding to the concerns that people have had, that we have breached our international obligations. So people were complaining, especially the international community.
International watchdog group Human Rights Watch and the American and German embassies had condemned the men's arrest. Religious leaders are now denouncing their unconditional release. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of rebels in the Syrian city of Idlib on Sunday. The attack came as Human Rights Watch accused Russia and Syrian forces of using cluster bombs in the Syrian civil war that has left 200,000 dead. The Russian military says it has been unable to retrieve information from the flight data recorder recovered from a warplane shot down by Turkey last month. The head of Russia's military flight safety service said an inspection of the recorder shows 13 of 16 microchips nearly ruined, the remaining three damaged. The head said it will take experts some time, but they can retrieve some information.
That's the latest world news from VOA.